you know, at the end of the day, like, I still have all the stuff I want to talk about. My wife is always so tired. Mm. And I'm like, I get to come here and I get to talk because nobody else ever wants to listen to me. Like, I have so much things to say and nobody ever wants to listen to me. A picture. She's not a ginger.
Okay.
That's why I believe
you're
her
saying the cards don't match the dreams.
Okay.
Welcome to the Pod Smack Podcast. I'm Dan Balboni.
Shannon Cooley.
Joe Jones.
And these two are finally back after a week's absence. Inadvertently, wasn't able to record last week due to, didn't realize Joe was going to be out of town at the same time Shannon was going to be out of town. We have a new web address thanks to Shannon. For the next 2 years at least, we will be at www.podsmack.com. No more Blogspot, so thank you, Shannon.
No problem.
And you ensured now we have to do this for at least 2 more years.
Yeah.
If you'd like to email the show, you can email us at podsmack1@gmail.com, tweet us at getpodsmack1, and our Facebook is getpodsmack. Now, Shannon and Joe were out of town last weekend, and I'm sure they have a lot to catch me up on. But before we do, I just want to recap the episode before, since Joe was missed 2 in a row, and I just want to know, because Shannon and I discussed some movies that we always seem to watch. I'm just curious if you had anything to add to that before we get to new business.
Oh, well, the one that I always watch, no matter what, even if I'm like getting ready to run out the door, I'm like, well, let me sit down for a few minutes, would be like Shawshank Redemption. That's like my movie.
That's a long movie.
It is a long movie. That's why I'm always late, you know.
Did you read the book?
No.
Oh. You know, Morgan Freeman's character is kind of like a joke in the movie.
I heard something about
it. Yeah, because he was actually, in the book, he's a white guy.
Yeah.
That's why he's called Red, because of his red hair.
Oh, all right.
And they make that a joke in the movie. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
And they said they used him in the movie, too, because of his voice.
Because he's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
And then lastly, Shannon told me what landmark she would get rid of or steal, and I'm curious. I know Joe listened to the episode, so he knew exactly what Shannon was talking about. But do you have a local landmark you would either steal for your own personal or just want to see get rid of?
A local landmark?
Yeah.
Bondi's Island? I don't know. Because it's disgusting and
not
ruins
quite the landmark.
But everybody knows Bondi's Island.
Yeah. Well, your poop's got to go somewhere, Joe. So.
Yeah, send it to Palmer or Munson.
Or
there's no
like,
people.
It smells like poop. There's so many cows and horses out there. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Because that kills like that whole waterfront down there. You go to the Uno's and sit outside to eat, and the wind blows the wrong way. And what do you smell?
My grandma's house was... Right, she lived in Agawam, right by that rotary.
All right, yeah.
In the summer, we could not play outside. Yeah. Oh, it was horrible.
For those that don't know, Bondi's Island is the wastewater treatment plant for the greater Springfield area, servicing, about 5 or 6 cities, towns, whatever you want to call.
Yeah.
It's not an island, first of all.
Yeah, it's not an island either.
Why they make people want to work there? Like, go to this island and get a job. Well, I will say, my dad always told me, like, when I would complain about my job or something like that, he'd be like, well, you could have it worse. You'd have to work at the shit factory. So then you'd stop complaining. Because he grew up, he had to leave school when he was, like, 16 to go work. And at that time, it was like, go work at the shit factory or go work in the paper mill.
Yeah.
So he worked in paper mills his whole life. So he's like, I could always have it worse. I could have to work there.
This is true.
Oh. Okay, so do you want to recap what you wanted to get rid of to make Joe feel like a less of a person for not...
Damn plantation owner. Abraham Lincoln turned plantation
that thing
owner.
I always forget about it. I never
go
that way.
Riled up just thinking about that. ridiculous.
They used to be the old Ford guy, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. I used to, they made him look like either Uncle Sam or Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made him a plantation owner.
Yep.
How the plantation long is that? Right there.
Ridiculous. Now, Shannon, you were out of town last week, and you were on a mini vacation with your wife, I guess?
Yeah.
What'd you guys do?
Stupid water fire thing.
Okay, that's a different interpretation I got than from your wife.
My wife loves it. Like, here's the thing. It was very pretty. It's like the whitest attraction ever. I don't know what it is, but white people are like attracted to fire.
What it is. They are arsonists.
I know.
Wait, let's. I want to make one statement real quick here. There's three people here. Which one of us has been to more bonfires this year?
I wouldn't know that.
Yes. I see him on Facebook all the time, Joe. So.
Anyway, it was in Providence, Rhode Island, which is like one of the whitest cities in the world, I think. And then it's basically what it is they have this, I think it's a canal. They have a canal and they put fire pits on top of the water. And then they put wood in the fire pits. And then there's this boat that goes up and down and lights the things up. And then for the next 6 hours goes ups and downs and adds more wood into the fires so they stay burning.
That's all it is?
That's what it is.
And people go to watch this?
Well, it's when they do the lighting, they have a ceremony and they have like a full orchestra and everything. So they play music for like a half hour to an hour. And then there's like there's street performers and there's booths for like people selling things. Yeah. And there was a music stage set up with some pretty decent performers and food, of course. I had really good cannoli. So that was probably the highlight of that night, is the cannoli. But my wife loved it. And it is pretty.
Yeah.
But like, how long can you... Like, first of all, it was cold. So I don't like being in the cold. Yeah, I was born in a blizzard. You'd think I'd be more well-suited to cold, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Always one.
That was my mom's calling.
So, does she know that it's podcast time?
No.
So, it was cold. There was only, like, two street performers. One of them was a break dancer, and one of them was an origami artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't... Yeah. And then... It was a Veterans Day one.
Wait, watch me fold paper, origami artist.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
So it Sounds was a fun. Veterans one. So it was nice. They had a lot of guys from the military, mm-hmm. and they were holding the torches, and they did they had a memorial thing. So they would play taps for the. They had this kind of creepy empty boat that had like memorial things in it. So that was kind of creepy. But basically, it's a fire pit on the water. And then I'm just thinking like. Wouldn't it be more effective if they built, like, a gas thing in there to keep it going instead of having to have a boat go up and down and put more, like, and she's like, can't you just enjoy yourself? Stop trying to fix things.
Can't See, that's what enjoy? I was thinking.
Shannon's got a design already. Look at your napkin. I'm going to draw this out for you.
I'm like, it was nice to go with my wife. It was nice to get away. And the next day I got to have hot wieners for the first time, so I was very excited about that.
Jokes. So you ain't got to go down to Providence to get yourself a hot wiener.
I'm like, insert dirty like, joke here.
Yeah.
Insert being the word.
It's a special kind of Rhode Island hot dog, I guess. It's like this red hot dog, and they put this meat sauce on top of it. It was good. Yeah,
like chili
it was good.
Or different than chili?
It's not chili because you can taste like nutmeg and stuff in the meat sauce, but it was really good. I liked them. I, like, sat in the parking lot waiting for a half hour for this place to open so that I could have these. I'm like, I'm getting something good out of this trip.
In addition to spending time with your wife, of course.
And we stayed at this really cool, new, brand new hotel. It was, like, a loft-style hotel.
Oh, all right.
Like, one that, like, you would expect to be in, like, New York City mm-hmm. or something like that. So we stayed there, and that was fun. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe if I go back in the summer when there's more... performers and more things going on. Also, I hate crowds. Like, I hate people. Like, so it's like, there's like...
So let's go to this attraction that's going to draw.
And my wife hates crowds, too. That's the other thing. So there's like 5,000 people in like this half a mile block area. And like, they're all trying to look at these fires being lit. And it's cold. So you get a breeze and you get like a hint of the warmth from the fire, but not enough to actually warm you up.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yeah, see, I was thinking it was going to be like gas fire things. And it was going to go to, like, the music or something. Like, the fire would get bigger.
Different
color
flames. Yeah, right. Stuff to like music that.
Or something like that.
Like Vegas. Cool.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Cool.
No, not Vegas.
No.
No.
Wow.
It's Rhode Island.
Yeah.
So, you would recommend this for other people? No?
If you like fancy arty stuff, yeah, sure.
You know Joe likes fancy arty stuff.
Love it.
You want to make your wife or girlfriend happy? Take her. She'll love it.
I should bring both.
It wasn't an and or thing. It was, now, Joe, you've been absent for the last couple weekends. Got to talk to you about one in particular, though.
Which one?
Your Denver Broncos.
Ah, man, we don't want to talk about that crap.
No, I got a question for you. Just to ask on that, though.
All right. Yep.
Have you ever been to a Broncos Patriots game where the Broncos actually won?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, my first one.
Oh, okay. How long ago was that?
That was a while ago, probably 10 years ago.
I was going to say, because I've been keeping track. I'm like
pre-Tom Brady?
No, he was there. I was one and two there.
Oh, you've only been three times?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I've only been three times for the Broncos. And I've been other times for like Steelers. And
no one
other
cares about
Steelers. Yeah.
No, but for some reason I thought you did more, and like the Broncos kept losing. I'm like, why would you keep going? Then you got to deal with the Pat fans on the way back.
Yeah, they're not too bad.
Really?
Those are the ones I go with aren't too bad.
All right.
And I was actually talking trash in the stands, too. And the people were pretty cool, though.
How were you talking trash that game?
Because we were winning in the first quarter. And then it went downhill.
And you had a New York City trip?
Yeah, I just went to a UConn versus Army game at Yankee Stadium. That was a good time. UConn sucked, so they lost again. But
they lost to Army?
Yeah. And they were they're only a 5-point favorite, though, so that's to let you know how they both suck.
That was tailgating.
Ah, tailgating's always a good time. Yeah.
I saw
plenty of booze.
How's your $15 hot dogs in the stadium?
I didn't get one. They were selling hot chocolate, and the hot chocolate cost more than the beer. It was $10 for a thing of hot chocolate, about the size of your cup right there. Actually, smaller than that. I didn't see the bottom. But I was like, you got to be kidding me. Because it was cold out, so they're like,
I've been to Yankee Stadium once. It's insanely overpriced.
Yeah.
Insanely.
The new Yankee Stadium or the old one?
I never went to the old one.
You never went to the old one?
I went to the new one.
And you call yourself a Yankee fan and you haven't been to the old
one? I've never been to the old one. They keep putting stuff up for sale from there. Like, they have, the seats and stuff like that. And I keep looking at it and going, man, I wish I could have one of those. And my wife's like, what the hell would you do that old
seat?
Yeah,
I was going to say.
I'm like, you bring stuff home all the time. I'm like, I want these seats. Yep. She's like, you have nowhere to put them. I'm like, I'll find a place.
You find
them.
Put it outside. They're made for being outside.
All right, I got a question for you guys, because I had, the last couple weeks, I had some issues. And the first thing I just want to note is, I got a question.
Is there ever a week when you don't have issues?
I'm going to tell you. First off, I'm a dick to begin with, because people annoy me as much as they annoy you. But this one is, does this particular situation make me an asshole?
Okay.
And when I asked one of my coworkers that before I could even tell him what happened, he said yes. No. I'm going to work one morning. It's prior to 7 a.m. I go in early.
Yeah.
So I'm driving down and I'm coming to a stoplight. It's a no turn on red. No right turn on red. I got to turn right anyway. So I'm in the right lane. Car in front of me. It's a yellow. He blows right through. It turns red. So I stop. Because it's early, I usually will kind of maybe take a legal right-hand turn there because it's early. There's never any traffic coming. So I start to roll forward to, thinking about checking. Maybe I'm going to make that turn. Guy behind me honks his horn at me.
Yep.
So I was going to make my turn, but now I look in the rearview mirror and I see him make a hand gesture at me. I said, well, now I'm not going to make this turn because technically I wasn't supposed to.
Yep.
And I'm wondering because technically, I was going to do it. Does it make me an asshole now because he honked his horn at me that I'm not going
to
do it?
No, I think he's the asshole for blowing the horn at you to try to force you to do something illegal.
Okay, just check.
I would actually sat there in the middle like, maybe I'll make sure I miss this light too. Then you would have been an asshole.
Yeah, that's true. That kind of situation was the, one of the two times that I've gotten out of my car in traffic to yell at somebody.
Oh, and how'd that turn out for you?
He was scared, and he stayed in his truck.
He's got a gun rack on the back.
Well, he was behind me, and I'm at the light, and it's clearly, there's like three signs that say no turn on red, right? So I'm waiting for the light to turn, and he honks his horn at me, and I gesture to the sign, no turn on red. So he honks his horn at me again. So I'm looking at it, and I'm making it like, what? What are you doing? Like, I'm making the, you know, universal, what do you want me to do gesture? He lays on it. Bah, right? So I literally put my car in park, got out the door, said, what do you want me to do? It says no turn on red. Like, I'm screaming at the guy, and he's just like, so yeah, back in my car.
Yeah, he probably thought he could.
And then it turned green, so I went.
Yeah. See, you should have sat again. He'd be like, oh, let me make this guy wait.
I know, but he's a jerk.
Yeah. Where could he be going? It's in such a hurry.
I know. He
couldn't
like,
wait 30 seconds.
It's not like he had a woman in his car. Yeah. It looked like she was in labor or something. Like, he's just impatient.
Yep. Oh, man.
I hate jerk drivers.
Yeah, see, I don't ever have issues. Guys cut me off. I'm like, eh, whatever.
Although, I would say I was purposely a jerk to someone in traffic the other day. Because on Roosevelt Avenue, when I go to work, there's two lanes. And when I go to work, you've got to... Once you pass, I think it's State Street, you've got to get in the right lane because people are always making left turns
to go
to, I don't know if it's AIC or Springfield College or somewhere, but they're always making that left turn. So you got to get in the right lane, and then you got to stay there until you get past Central because then people are making left turns to go into Central. Right? Well, this guy's behind me, and he's trying to weave in and out of traffic, and he like passed me and got stuck behind me somehow. So, me and the guy next to me, we, like, slowed down. We slowed down.
So then did you guys look at each other going,
yeah. Yeah. Like, slowed down. So, he had to wait. And, like, we were both going the same way. So, I made it all the way to Cottage Street. And then, finally, he blew past me when I turned right. But that was like a tag team.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's being such a jerk that we're just going to make sure he can't get where he needs to go.
I hate when people do that on the highway. Somebody will, like, speed up to try to pass everybody, then they'll get in the fast lane, and then they'll go, like, 55 or 60. It's like, come on, man. Get out of this lane.
Oh. I had someone picking up my Chinese yesterday up at the Peacock. You know how they got stop signs in that parking lot all over the place, and the rows there, they're blocked off, so you kind of have to drive down, take left. So you have to drive the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So I have I'm coming through, and there's a stop sign. I just went through the stop sign. So there's a guy at a stop sign. There's the row I want to go down, and then there's a car coming. So I figured, okay, he's coming at the stop sign. There's a car already at the stop sign. He's going to slow down. I'm going to be able to go through. He sped up to get all the way up to the guy. And I'm looking at him as he got there. I'm like, what the frig is wrong with you? And he just looked at me like, how dare I consider even turning? Now, I put my blinker on, too. And like he was far enough away. But he had this look like, how dare I try to turn in front of him while he was driving towards the stop sign.
You're driving toward the stop sign. You're just slowing down anyway.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was like, are you freaking... Maybe he didn't see the stop sign. I don't know. But fuck him.
Well, a lot of people don't see the stop signs in that parking lot because they blow right through them.
No, my mom keeps calling. I had to take that last one.
Now, in that parking lot, do you ever go around the speed bump so that you don't
have to... All the time.
All the fucking time.
I cut through parking spots so that I don't have to go over those stupid speed bumps.
I pretty much try to do that every single chance I get.
I do it everywhere, though, where no matter where the speed bumps, I always go around them.
All right. We went to Center Square Grill in East Long Meadow.
It used to be Spoleto's?
Yeah, we went there last... This is the second time we went there last weekend.
Is that any good?
Okay, here's the thing.
It's a story.
All right, son of a bitch. My wife... She ordered fish second time. She like that. This time I decided I'm going to order the bacon cheddar barbecue burger made with ground tenderloin. Now, you hear the words bacon, you hear the word cheddar, you hear barbecue. You think
tenderloin.
You think it's going to have something like flavor.
And it's going to be delicious.
Order it medium rare because I always get nervous at places.
Yeah, overcook it all the time.
Comes back medium well.
Oh. Wow, they really overcooked
it. Absolutely no flavor to it. There is no seasoning, no salty taste from the. It was absolutely like just awful. And then they give me these fries and they say, oh, hand cut French fries. These things are like not even half an inch long. Yeah. I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to eat these? Absolutely awful. I don't want to go back to him because that's the second one they screwed up on me, but my wife was fine.
What'd you get the first time?
I had tried the chicken parm and they overcooked the chicken, so it was rubber. Mm. And then they overcooked the pasta.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm like, it's two strikes, so I don't want to go back, but, you know.
I wouldn't go back.
No. Have you been there yet? No?
Not there. I was there when it was Spoleto's, and they had this awesome homemade ricotta that they made. That they gave you with the bread. It was so delicious. And I almost slapped a waitress's hand once because she tried to take it away before I was done. It's like, give me back the ricotta. I love that stuff. But.
That's one of the Spoleto's. That's where me and my wife had our first date.
Is that?
Aww. Yeah.
Aww.
And then we went back on an anniversary of our first date and they made me sick.
Oh, yeah?
It was so touching. Yeah. I had like a... My throat was all messed up, and I had to go to the doctor's the next day. It was great.
Nice. Wow, you had to go to the doctor.
Like, yeah, it was really burning. My throat was burning real bad. I don't know what it was.
Speaking of being out to eat, last night we went to Cal's with my wife's parents. They took us out to eat, and I just want to apologize to the waitress, not for anything that we did, but for the table that was next to us, because they were horrible. They were three horrible people.
Yeah.
They were insanely horrible. That, you know, two of them had a gluten and a dairy allergy, and like they were so full of it, they were just basically lying their asses off to try to get their food made a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, and as soon as the waitress left, they were talking crap about her. And this waitress is so nice. Like, we've had her several times. I feel so bad for her. I'm sorry that there's horrible people like that out there.
Yeah.
I was listening to we went to the Vietnamese restaurant we always go to, and I was listening to the guy behind me, and he's ordering, and he wants a vegetarian option. And he's asking about this, and there's like the guy's going through and he's trying to figure out something now. I don't know if you know much about Vietnamese food, but the majority of it, at least this restaurant, is made with some type of meat product at some point. And they're going through it, and he says, well, this soup, you know, you can get it without the meat. But he goes, well, that's got made with beef bones. And he's like, well, how about this? Nope, that's made with pork bones. And I'm sitting there listening to him, like, what the hell's wrong with you that you can't stomach a little meat broth? Yeah.
No, my wife will be physically ill.
Will she?
Yeah. If you've been a vegetarian a long enough time and you eat meat, some kind of meat product, it makes you physically ill.
Explains why I have those reactions to vegetables. Yes. I've been eating meat so long.
Explain my allergic reaction to kale.
So, what do you think about people's pants hanging down in public?
Pull your damn pants
pull
off.
Pull them up. Pull them up. Man.
This was the other one. We went to Chili's. This was...
that was your first mistake, going to Chili's.
We went to it was close. That's ended up being, it was the closest place we wanted to go to. We haven't been there in a while. We're sitting there waiting, and there's this woman. She had to be in her mid-30s to late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah.
Wearing sweatpants. Her pants down under her ass. She's wearing shorts. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking at this point, if it's down that low, you have to feel it.
Yeah, you
have
to notice it.
You're 30, over 30 years old, pull up your freaking pants.
First of all, you shouldn't wear sweatpants in public. Unless you're going to the gym, coming from the gym, or you're sick. Those are the three, or if you're under 10. Okay? Those are the four excuses you have for wearing sweatpants in public, okay? And second, pull your pants up. Pull your damn pants up. They're supposed to sit at your waist, not below your ass.
I mean, back in the day, I mean, I may have been guilty when I was in junior high school of
sagging them.
Yeah,
I never really sagged them. No, I just
not
I just
below, didn't that
like,
low.
Yeah,
not that
I just low. Didn't like the way it felt.
No, it just comes from people being stupid.
It's for easy access.
I'm sure Joe knows the origin of the whole.
It just means that you're available.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, for a carton of cigarettes.
Now, the only other thing I want to really bitch about today is the guy with the vanity plate in front of me that I saw a couple days ago.
What did it say? I'm a douchebag?
No, it said Racer X.
Racer X? Yeah.
So, So every time I refer to it as Racer X while I'm in the car with my wife, I had to go, Racer X. Yeah. And I'm making the X sign with my, with my arm. I was like, who the hell puts that as a vanity plate, Racer X?
Those are expensive, too.
I
know. You have to pay it every year, I think, every, to renew it.
Yeah. I was just looking, I was like, that. Why the X? I mean, was Racer taken? You can't put down 1, 2, 3. It's
maybe he's a Speed Racer fan.
Was that the speed? Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. So, anyways, anyone else got anything to bitch about, or we can move on?
Oh, let me tell you about this lady. So, on our way back from Rhode Island, we went kind of a weird way. We went through Connecticut because I wanted to stop at Whole Foods to get some stuff, and there's one in, not Manchester, near Manchester, and then there's one in Amherst, so it's like, they're both, like, way too far away from me. So we stopped there, and then my wife wanted to stop at Michael's on the way home. So we stopped at the one at Enfield, Connecticut.
Yep.
Now, for those of you that are listening from far away, Enfield is right on the line of Massachusetts. So the next city from Enfield is Springfield.
Long Meadow.
I said the next city. Long Meadow is a town.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I went to school in Long Meadow. I know where it is. So, I always pick the wrong line, always, to get in. So we go get our stuff, and we're standing in line, and the lady in front of us pulls out a tax-exempt form, right? So I'm like, let's move over to this other line. She had a ton of stuff. Right? Yeah. She had a ton of stuff. So I'm like, let's move over to this other line. So we moved, like, three lines over. Which the front of their store is small, so you can still hear everything that's going on. So we're in Connecticut, and the woman pulls out a Massachusetts state tax exempt form, right? And she wants to be tax exempt. So the girl tells her, "I'm sorry, it's not valid in Connecticut. It's Massachusetts. They do this for me all the time. Call your manager over." So she started bitching at the cashier, right? So the manager comes over and he's like, "I'm sorry, ma'am. This is for."
The wrong state.
This is for Massachusetts. Yep. You need to have a Connecticut one if you want to be Connecticut. Literally 15 minutes of her bitching at the guy about how they do this for me all the time. Blah, 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 blah. All I'm thinking in my head is, you moron, you're not paying Mass state tax. You're in Connecticut. You're paying Connecticut state. Yep. And guess what? You're exempt. You're exempt from Mass state tax because you're not paying it. You're paying Connecticut tax because you're in Connecticut. Do you understand the difference between Connecticut and Massachusetts? They're two different states.
That's what he should have said. He should have been like, I'm going to do you a favor. You're not going to pay Mass state. But I can't get you out of the Connecticut.
Which is higher.
And the guy, I felt so bad for the manager because he had the face on him, like the face of, like, this woman is a moron.
Yeah.
But I have to smile at her and try and be nice.
Yeah.
And the poor cashier, like, and he's like, ma'am, I don't know who else has done this for you in the past, but this is a law.
Yeah.
You have to pay state tax. It's not something that I can just waive for you.
Yeah.
You have to pay it. Like, if you get a tax-exempt form for Connecticut, then I can take it off. Like, he's just saying the same thing, like, different ways over and over, and this woman is, like, freaking out. I'm like, either buy your stuff and pay the tax, or put it back.
Yep.
And go to the one in West Springfield and use your tax exempt form.
Which is, like, about 10 minutes away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not far.
That.
I was like, what? I was with my wife, so I didn't say anything. If I was with myself, I would have been like, lady, stop being a bitch. Stop giving this guy a hard time. You're a moron. You're not in Mass. You're not paying Mass tax. You won.
Yeah.
You're not paying it. Go back to wherever you're from. Like, what? I don't understand. Like, what organization are you from? Like, she probably wasn't even legally supposed to use that.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
Those are usually ones that complain the most about it.
Yeah. Oh, so that was my bitchy customer story of the week. I wanted a snack.
That's crazy.
So, you got anything you need to vent, Joe?
No, I don't need to vent.
You don't deal with that? No, all right. Just checking.
I'm like, no, man, you can't use it. Bye.
You see Joe's Facebook post?
Oh, it's about the naked man.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a story about that.
I got a story about that too. So I guess we're gonna put our talk about Joe's. So Joe, share. Do tell. What happened?
There was nothing like finishing out. I did my workout and then I did 45 minutes on the treadmill. So I'm dying. So I'm getting in there, getting ready to go get changed. And I turn the corner and there's this freaking little white 80-year-old dude just sitting there completely naked in the middle of the locker room. And it wasn't like he was like drying off or he was just standing there. It's like, what the hell? Yeah. I'm like, nothing like seeing that before you get ready to go home.
You got one, Shannon?
Well, it's not a personal experience one, but I will say we have, at my work, there's two sets of bathrooms. There's bathrooms downstairs, which have more than one stall, and then there's single bathrooms upstairs. Well, all the guys want to use the bathrooms upstairs, which they make disgusting, because downstairs is where the big boss uses the bathroom, and he always... There's two things that he does that are really weird. One, he pees with the lights off. Like, he goes in. these are the stories they've told me. Right? So, he pees with the lights off. So, they'll walk in, and he'll just be there peeing with no lights on. And he'll, like, have a full conversation with you while you're peeing. And the other thing he does is his office is, like, right near the bathrooms. So, it's like his office. There's this little mini hallway, and the bathroom's right there. So, he'll be having a whole meeting, right? And then he'll say and be like, keep talking. And he'll leave the door open in the bathroom and he'll pee and still have his conversation. Still have his meeting. Keep going on while he's there.
I was going to say, I was wondering why he have his office by the bathroom. And now I know why. So he can talk about it.
I know. So all the guys want to use the one upstairs. And they leave the damn... First of all, I don't understand you people, okay? You can write...
Wait.
What do you mean,
you people? People with penises, okay? This is what I'm talking about. You can write your name in the snow, but you can't get it in the damn toilet seat. Every time I go in there, there's pee on the floor. You're not giants. The people at my work are not 10 feet tall. Like, it's right there. Pee in the toilet seat.
You know what's funny? She thinks that happens by accident.
I swear to God, I'm going to go postal on these guys at work one day because I literally had to clean up pee off the floor the other day. I was so mad.
You guys don't have people that do that for you?
No. Nobody does anything for us at work.
It's like when you go to the bar and you don't even aim. You just walk in the door and just let it go.
It'd be different. If everybody is drinking, I'd be like, I understand why you didn't make it. We're at work.
Yeah.
Like, other people use this bathroom. And the other thing, there's one other thing that really pisses me off about this bathroom, and this is really gross, so you might want to skip ahead a minute if you don't like gross things. If you're in there for longer than a few minutes taking a shit, and you so bad that you sweat up the toilet seat, wipe it off. Wipe it off. That is so gross. You sit down on the toilet seat, and you're sitting in somebody's sweat because they took a shit.
You don't clean the toilet seat before you go?
You don't expect people.
Oh, my God.
And you're assuming it's just sweat.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's sweat. Well, when it's the whole ring of the toilet seat.
I'm just saying, sometimes we get bored.
Yeah.
You like disgusting. You like to trace and...
It's disgusting. If you know what you did. You know you sweat on that toilet seat. Wipe it off.
I always clean the toilet seat.
That's
no matter what.
Disgusting.
I put my layer. I put like 6 layers of toilet paper on it. You know,
I have to.
I put
pee.
A layer
like,
on top
work
of the water.
At work. Like I have things to do. I wait to go to pee until I really have to.
You
go
wait
pee,
till the last second,
and then I gotta pee. I shouldn't have to clean off the toilet seat. This is a common area. People should respect it and clean up after.
You don't
themselves.
Do the hover.
The hover.
No. I'm not a ninja. I need to sit on the seat.
It's good for the thighs, man. You work out.
It sounds like someone's getting a shiwi for Christmas.
I told my wife.
Oh,
I want
nah,
house.
My Yankee. Swap.
We have a Yankee swap in January, so that would be a good present.
Joe, you can't come to that Yankee swap. If that was your intent, that ain't gonna happen.
What is your story?
Well, first off, I just want to jump back to the quickly bathroom talk before we move over to my gym story, but. Remember TJ's, the men's bathroom down, especially the one downstairs?
The one towards the back area?
No, the one in the front where the karaoke was.
Well, I meant like if you're going towards the back wall.
This is a men's bathroom, but there's like, there's a regular toilet, but there's like no stall around it.
Oh, yeah, I know this story.
Oh, were you there for that night?
No, I wasn't there.
We had a buddy of ours. who apparently makes very poor planning decisions, I'm not going to say their name, had to not stand, let's just put it that way, had to take a dump, goes into that bathroom. Now, mind you, there's a restaurant open across the street. It's open late.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could have went over there. For some reason, he goes in there. There's no toilet paper in this bathroom. You open up the door, and you can see right in. He's just sitting in the center of the freaking bathroom asking for people for toilet paper. Like, you have any napkins? Do you have anything? We're like, are you effing kidding me?
That reminds me. We were house hunting.
You took a shit in somebody's bathroom when you were house hunting?
No. One of the creepiest houses we went into, it was the cellar. It had, like, this dungeon.
Yep.
And it had a toilet seat, like, in the middle of the cellar. Like, no walls, no anything. It was just a toilet.
Just a toilet.
It was hooked up. It was a hooked up toilet in the middle of the cellar. And we were like, who uses that? Like, it looked like they locked people up down there.
Yeah.
Like, that was their toilet to use. Anyway.
I'm not going to make any more comments about that.
Anyway. What's your gym story?
This is when I was at the Y. And I, again, was done with my workout. And I don't shower at the Y. I go home to shower. So yep. I'm throwing my stuff back on. And I'm sitting at the end of the row. They got, you know, benches. They got lockers. So I'm sitting at the end, bent over, tying my sneaker. And as I look up, guy walks by, just swinging in the breeze. And mind you,
did he smack you with it?
Let's just put it this way. You got to watch out because he should be very proud. Let's just put it that way. But what he was doing, he was walking towards the showers.
Yeah.
Towel on his shoulder.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Just put it, I don't care how proud you are, put it around your waist like everybody else. But I'm sitting there and I look up and it's right eye level. I'm like, fucking A, that's not what I wanted to see. Reminds me of rugby initiation. We will never go into that. Let's just put it that way again. It would be better if you went through a drunk instead of sober like me. But speaking of snakes of sorts.
Oh, God.
No, real quick. Did you see the guy on, I guess, on Discovery? He's going to try to be eaten by an anaconda.
No.
He wants to get eaten by an anaconda.
Yeah. Yeah. The Discovery Channel is doing this. Apparently, he's going to be in a, like a snake-proof suit.
Yeah.
And he's going to let the snake try to eat him so he can go through this, I guess, so you can experience what it's like to be eaten by an anaconda. You haven't read this?
No. First of all, this is not even possible. An anaconda cannot eat a whole person.
I don't know. They're, like I said, they've been filming it and they've caught it. And I don't know if they allegedly completed it, but even if they could, the thing would die. There's no way.
You can't digest it.
I mean, you would have to kill the guy.
Yeah.
But like I said, I don't know what the whole... I'm telling you, you can go Google it. It's going to be on, like, Discovery Channel or something. It's insane. I can't believe I'm the only one who...
We're running out of things to put on TV. We have to put this on TV.
See, I thought there might be some Freudian thing going on there. Two things for TV, though. I don't know if you want to...
Okay. What you got?
Me and the missus started watching Constantine.
I heard that's very good.
A lot better. It's way better than the movie. Have you seen
Constantine? Well, the movie had Keanu Reeves in it, so negative 10 points automatically.
You don't like Keanu Reeves?
Have you not heard me talk about him before?
I know.
That's her Tom Cruise, okay?
Although
you don't
new,
like Tom Cruise?
His,
I know.
His new movie, John Wick, is supposed to be really good, though.
Yeah, I seen the preview. I was like, man, that looks pretty good.
I don't know. I liked him in 47 Ronin.
Yeah, you're the only one, because nobody else has seen that movie.
My wife liked it, too. Hello.
She watched it because you wanted to watch it.
No, that was her choice.
Really?
90% of the movies we pick are her choices. Sorry, let me rephrase that. 99.9% of the movies we choose. We're actually going to go see Big Hero 6 tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It was somebody.
I hope you're bringing a kid with you.
No, why not?
No, we'll
why?
Just pick one up on the street. You're coming to see this movie.
You're going to walk in with bags of candy.
Hey, bitch. Want to go see a movie?
Yeah.
No, we're going to go see that. And then the other two movies that are on our agenda are Horrible Bosses 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that she really wants to see, I don't want to see, is Interstellar.
Yeah, it looks okay.
With Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
It's a Chris Nolan movie.
Yeah. Well, which another reason why I don't want to see is apparently it's a 3-hour movie.
Ooh. Yeah, it's long. Ooh. It has Anne Hathaway with short hair. Which
that doesn't do anything for me either way.
I know. That's the problem. Like, I don't know.
It just doesn't seem interesting to me. And then I read 3 hours. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah, that's not going
to
be fun.
And then, again, I'm not a big fan of Christopher Nolan to begin with. So.
You're just lucky that I'm going with your wife to see 50 Shades of Grey, so you don't have to.
We don't know if I'm out of the woods on that one yet.
Really? Well, she wants to see it twice?
No, she's probably going to make me go see it. Because I tried getting out of one.
Well, my wife's not going to go see it, so you can go with my wife and you'll see another movie.
Yeah.
What are the chances that your wife is going to want to see a movie that I want to see?
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but I did get some good news.
Yeah.
Matt Damon's going to play Jason Bourne again.
Yeah. Oh, is he? I saw that.
You got a favorite Bourne movie? Not the Jeremy Renner one? Is that your favorite?
Is that all of them except? Yeah. The one that only had his picture in it?
That's the only one I haven't seen. I haven't seen the one that has Jeremy Renner.
It wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't as good.
I like Jeremy Renner. He's very blank. Like, he's very wooden in his acting. Like, he's not...
All right. You want to talk about the Patriots racist tweet or no?
That was hilarious.
That was.
A lot of stuff going on.
I'm like, this better be good. I'm getting a text at 5:30 in the morning.
I know, yeah. Stop texting at 5:30 in the morning.
Well, I didn't know. I put mine on vibrated.
Yeah, it was. You know what happens at 5:30?
Yeah.
Christ almighty.
I'm sorry. I get up at like 4:45.
The Unusuals. Is that your show?
Yeah, the Unusuals. That was so good. And it got canceled. Who's the girl who played the female?
Hold on. Let me get there. Amber Tamblyn.
Yeah, Amber Tamblyn.
She's from General Hospital.
I was going to say, that name sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah, she's in General Hospital?
That's where she started.
Yeah, she was...
She was in Joan of Arcadia, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just want to make sure I got my...
Yeah, she was on GH like maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Known for...
She was young.
She's known for Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Okay.
Also.
But anyhow, I apologize for the early morning tweets. I thought Joe definitely would have been up though.
I don't have to be to work till 8.
Excuse me. You got a very short work day then, don't you?
Yeah, it's rough.
Yes,
it's rough.
Joan of Arcadia.
Joan of Arcadia.
7-hour work day.
Did you see who else got in trouble on Twitter? The Khloe Kardashian tweet.
Mm-mm.
There's a picture. It's someone.
Which Kardashian is that?
The OJ's daughter.
The fat one.
Fat
she's
one?
Not even fat.
You and fat jokes. Melissa McCarthy, now the Kardashian sister. It's just crazy.
The tall one. The tall
one. She was married to Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
And now she's getting divorced because he cheated.
I think they're divorced. Aren't they divorced?
They're already divorced, aren't they?
Whatever.
Well, they're definitely split, that's for sure.
But, I guess they found a picture. She found a picture of the three sisters, and someone had posted the only KKK to ever let a black man in. So she posted it on Twitter, and then she underneath it, she put true.
That's awesome!
And then all of a sudden, everyone was blasting her, saying, that's offensive.
Yeah.
Don't you know what the KKK is? I thought that was brilliant.
That's hilarious.
The KKK is probably the one blasting her.
And I mean, I give her points just for being able to laugh at herself.
I read a story that said the KKK is recruiting blacks and gay people now because they don't have enough.
They don't have enough members?
They don't have enough members.
Well, who's their target?
And it wasn't on the
list. Yeah, who's going to be the target now?
I don't know. Black people that hate themselves? Yeah. I don't know.
Black Republicans.
I was going to.
That's good. Why would that ever happen? And there's a whole black gay Republicans, too. Yeah. I'm like, dang, you must have a lot of self-loathing. Yeah. Like, you really hate yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to go like all Michael Jackson and turn white?
I know. Yeah. Become an old white lady.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
You guys want to play a mildly offensive game right now? Since we're talking about the Kardashians.
Apparently we should play a really offensive game.
Right.
We're in that kind of mood.
Right.
You have to put a warning on this episode. No. Warning. We're being very offensive today.
You ever hear people do that game, marry, kill...
Oh, yeah, sleep weight or something?
Yeah, I'm calling it hookup, not to be too rude. But I was going to do the Kardashian edition.
Yep.
See, which Kardashian would you rather marry, kill, if someone held a gun to your head and you had to do it?
Wow.
Which one would you marry, which one would you kill, and which one would you hook up one night stand with?
Hold on, I gotta look them up.
I mean, I know who my kill would be automatically.
I think we'd all kill Kim.
Yeah. I think she would be the... They wouldn't even have to say, you have to kill...
Before he gets out of it.
Like, just one of them.
Just one.
All right, so there's Khloe, Courtney,
and Kim. Yeah.
Kim would be the definitely one I'd kill.
Yeah.
I don't even think it'd be
Kendall
hesitation.
And Kylie are the young ones. Yeah, so we're not counting out yet. Of the game.
Yeah. They're not real Kardashians.
I didn't even know there were more.
Well, they're Jenners.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, Kendall and Kylie Jenner, along with Brody.
I don't know how I know that, by the way.
Yeah. I just watched last week's episode this morning.
Do you know that Kim was married 3 times?
Yeah.
She was?
Yeah, some guy named Damon Thomas for 4 years. Good luck getting rid of her. Good job, Damon.
Yeah.
Score.
No. Khloe, which one's the funny one? Is Khloe the funny one?
Khloe's the tall one.
The tall, yeah.
Courtney's the short, really skinny.
Courtney's the one that's married to that.
Scott Disick, yeah. They have like 2 or 3 kids.
Scott Dickhead, that one.
Lord Disick.
Lord Disick?
Yeah, he went to England and found out he was like a lord or whatever.
Oh my God.
So he was doing that for a while.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to marry Khloe because she's the most normal one, I think.
No, I'd marry the other one.
Courtney?
Yep. And hook up with it.
Well, why would you choose Courtney to marry and Khloe to hook up with?
I don't know, because Khloe's kind of annoying too.
They're all annoying.
No, she's even more. It's like who has the least amount of annoyingness to you?
See, I find Khloe the least annoying.
Yeah.
She maybe I have to watch the show.
Yeah,
she's like a giant.
That's what I'm saying. That's OJ's kid.
Yeah.
She don't look like the rest of them at all.
She's a giant. My God.
Something doesn't fit in that picture.
She's going to wait until after she gets her trust fund to find out to do a DNA test.
I'm just kidding. Khloe, I know she's a listener of the show. we're just having fun.
I don't know.
But yeah, the question I run into is I would find Khloe less annoying.
Yeah.
But I think Courtney has slept around less. So that's what I'm weighing. Yeah. But definitely, I think everyone agrees Kim would be the one we would shoot right off the bat.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
For now, especially last 5 minutes with her in the elevator. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Especially now that she's a mom freaking showing herself butt naked and on the front of magazines.
And I'd rather hang out with Paris Hilton in an elevator than Kim Kardashian. That's got to tell you something.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Really?
In an elevator?
If you were trapped, we did.
Oh, trapped in an
trapped
elevator?
Trapped in an elevator for 6 hours.
Yeah, we did this game while you weren't here one day.
Man, that's tough.
It was either Paris Hilton or, and it was Paris Hilton or Kim Kardashian.
I'd have to go Kim. Paris is just stupid and annoying.
And what is in Kim?
Well, at least Kim's going to, they both can do favors. Yeah, actually, I forgot about the other.
That's exactly right. Oh, Lord.
Man, now I don't know.
We don't have a night vision camera with you, so that might affect you.
I'll tell you, don't worry, nobody can see. The security camera's broken too when the elevator stops, so don't worry.
I came across a few strange articles on the internet this week. I don't know if you guys want to talk about any of those.
Go for it.
What do you got?
All right, we're going to play another little game. Name that country. In what country?
Florida.
In what country did a plane hit a buffalo during takeoff?
A plane hit a buffalo?
Where are there buffalo?
Yeah.
Like, there's buffalo in the United States.
Canada?
It was in India.
In India?
There's buffalo in India?
Apparently what
I've never had an Indian dish that had bison in it. I've never had like bison curry.
Well,
like this.
Well, wouldn't buffaloes be kind of related to cows?
The cows are sacred.
I don't know how related if they are.
True.
Yeah.
Hindu people.
Yeah. I don't know correct us if we're wrong on this one.
Here's what I don't get, okay? You have religions and like you have sacred animals. And usually that's the animal that's most prevalent in your freaking country, so you're not going to eat it? How stupid is that? Like, that could be your main source of protein, but no, it's sacred, so we can't eat it.
I don't know. Cows are tasty.
Have a ton of dogs in this country.
Dogs are different.
They're sentient creatures.
The same people.
Look at him. How could you not? He's hanging out with you.
He could be an appetizer.
He hasn't got enough meat on his bones.
Hey, app.
Joe just called my chihuahua an appetizer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All
right. Next.
Well, no. I just had one follow-up on question. Have you guys ever hit any animals? And
I hit a squirrel the other day. I felt really bad about it.
Really?
Yeah.
You felt bad?
I felt bad.
No, I've hit two deer. I ran over a cat, which I was like, because it came out. I was going down.
Did you stop?
No. Oh. Hell no. I was going down Carew Street. And it was right in front of, I think, was it Van Sickle's, like a fireplace now or whatever?
Yeah. Fire station.
And, yeah, and the cat came running out between two cars, and they were just like, ka-dunk! Well, and I just looked, and I was like, oh. It was dead right away, too.
Well, so that's okay, because it has nine lives, so probably didn't really kill it.
Yeah.
I had a raccoon, which was a very odd experience.
Oh, yeah?
Because it was cutting through Forest Park. This was back in the day when you could drive through at night.
Were you speeding?
No, I'm just driving along, and all of a sudden I see this big freaking animal. Like, this squirrel was bigger than most dogs I've seen, and I couldn't figure out, I'm like, what the hell is that thing? And I was coming to it, it just didn't move, and all of a sudden it was like, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. And the car actually jumped. I'm like, what the freak? I look out the rearview mirror, and the thing just walks into the woods. Like I didn't even affect it. I was
Rocket Raccoon.
I was like, I messed with that thing. And then I got a couple birds on a highway once.
You hit a bird. Oh, I've hit a couple birds.
Yeah. Yeah. They fly into you.
No, these were ones that were playing the game where we're going to sit on the road and then we're going to fly away as soon as you get close. Except this guy didn't time it right. And I caught him in the grill and all you see was feathers go poof. I was like, that was awesome.
Darwinism.
You ever hit a skunk?
I've ran over a dead skunk, which sucks.
Daily hit a skunk months ago. So every time I would drive by a spot, I'd be like, hey, there goes your spot where you murdered that little...
All right, there's a lot of stuff. I was going to have a few other things. I don't know, maybe throw them out as the woman who believes monster, the energy drink monster or whatever, promotes Satan. Did you read that article?
Oh, the 666 thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. That woman's just stupid.
Yeah, too much time on her hands.
Yeah.
She wants to be in the news. Do you want to do our lists, our top five theme songs?
Yeah.
TV show theme songs? That, you want to go first?
Yeah, let's do that.
Top five TV theme songs. Almost all mine are really old.
Define really old.
Like, when I was a kid, I was watching these shows.
But you're still a youngster.
I know. I am young. My first one was Laverne and Shirley's Making Our Dreams Come True. I love that song. Whatever, Laverne and Shirley is awesome.
Joe, have you ever seen Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah.
Okay.
That has Lenny and Squeaky in it, right?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
That's a good song.
I don't remember the song last time.
I'm not singing it
for you. Yeah, go ahead. Come on. Give me a couple bops.
It starts off, Shamil, Shafazel.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What do you got, Joe?
All right, I don't have them in any particular order, so let me, I have my favorite one, but I will do that one last. I'll go with, Married with Children. Love and Mary.
We don't need you to sing.
I did it based on, like, what gets stuck in my head.
Oh, okay. Whatever. I was going to say, because that song sucks. That's awful. My number five is, and I made, reference to it earlier is the theme from that they used in Chuck. It was the cake song, short skirt, long jacket.
It's a good show. Canceled too early.
No. I thought it went a little too long. They dragged it out. That last season wasn't great. It was a good show. Joe's never seen Chuck.
Nope. So.
Did you see the last season of 24 that they brought back?
Yeah.
The one that played the female lead.
Yep.
She played the main character in Chuck, the female lead in Chuck.
Yep.
I think Joe recognized that if I use female leads. What do you got next on your list, Shannon?
My number four is The Jeffersons, Moving On Up.
Ooh.
Moving On Up.
Man, that was up higher on my list.
That's a good song.
That is a good song. Not on my list.
No.
But, you had that one, Joe?
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
That was like my number two one.
Oh, boy.
Alright, I'll go with The Monkees.
Alright, Joe, you can leave now.
I love that show when I was a kid. Man, I watched that show all the time. And I would sing along.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let me ask you real quick, Joe. And here's a chance to save yourself.
I did it based on what gets stuck in my head.
Did you watch that show as a kid?
Of course.
Oh, come on.
How would I know the song?
You're waiting at me for Laverne and Shirley, and you watched the monkeys?
I'm going to have to pull your card, Joe. I swear to God. That's awful. All right. Mine is just as bad, I guess, because of the show, because everyone's going to blast me on the show. But it's the theme to the OC, California.
I've never seen a single episode of that show.
I used to watch it.
Yeah. All right. So then Joe can't blast me on watching that. You don't
remember
the dude
song? From Gotham's in
Gotham.
Yeah.
That's the tie-in because him and then there's another guy in there. What's his name? The Irish guy? Is he Irish? The guy with the weird name.
Donald Logue?
Yeah. I can't pronounce it.
Donald? It's like Donald, but with no D.
Yeah, but
Donald.
The last name's a tough one.
Logue.
Yeah. The tough one, the spelling's tough on that for me. Anyways.
Logue, it's like rogue, but with an L.
Yeah.
Logue. You need to spell rogue. Let's say logue. Yeah. Real hard.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway.
I don't need this abuse. What's your number three?
My number three, I think, is the only show that's still on there, is Cops. Bad Boys.
Bad Boys.
I think that show's only there for technicality reasons. They're not making new episodes, are they?
I think they are.
Are they?
I haven't seen
I haven't seen that show in years.
That song does stick into your
head. It's on like some cable channel. Yeah.
They used to play it in the bars.
In the clubs?
Yeah.
Especially in Springfield.
Yeah.
Maybe they start playing that song, everybody starts looking around.
Yeah. I got warrants. I'm out.
Hide the gun.
Yeah.
Every time they're going to see the white dude, he's got to be wearing that freaking tang top.
Gotta be wearing a white beater.
Yep.
If he's wearing a shirt at all.
Shirt been ripped off.
And if we're in Florida, there's no shirts and only a couple teeth.
Do they wear shoes?
The flip-flops. You see these guys running away from the cops with flip-flops. Really? They're not going to get very far.
The only reason they get that far, the cops are laughing.
Yeah.
As soon as you get a rock in there, you're done.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's just as bad as a Lego.
As a Lego.
Obviously, someone has a young kid.
Oh, stepping on, let me tell you, the only thing worse than stepping on a Lego in the middle of the night is stepping on those army men. Because they have pointy little guns and stuff. It hurts a lot.
Anyway. All right, Joe. What you got for number three?
All right. I got to go with... Since I took my eyes a little long. I have to go with The Muppets.
God.
Is
that the
phenomenon?
No.
You're
that's
talking
not
about
the
theme song.
The theme song. Oh. Yeah.
Because we did.
Wow. You're just going with all. Okay.
Those are the shows I used to watch all the time.
That's a good song.
I've been taking the Ballad of Serenity, the Fireflies theme song, which is my ringtone.
Oh, Lord. All right.
That one was actually the only one on my list that was actually made for that TV show.
That's a real, you're geeking out right here.
Stop it. I could tell you more about that song, but I guess I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
All right. What's your number two?
My number two was the theme from The Wonder Years, with a little help from my friends. Just a little joke.
Joe?
I guess I have to go with, this is probably somebody's number one, but.
Probably not mine.
I have to go with Fresh Prince.
That was my number one.
You know where that was on my list? Way so far down.
Oh, screw you. That's an awesome song.
That's an awesome song
all by itself.
Would you listen to that if it was on the radio?
Yes, yeah. And I have, and I sing along. I know the words. It's a good song.
All right.
I'm going 2-1. Pre-getting jiggy with it. It's a good song.
I was going to go with my number two is Sopranos theme, Woke Up This Morning.
Yeah.
I just love that song.
Wait, now I got to come up with a new number one.
That was your number one? My bad, Joe. That slightly nudges out my number one. So just get nudges it down. But what do you got, Shannon, number one?
I already told you. Fresh Prince.
Oh, it's a Fresh Prince. Well, I'll have to go with another one of my honorable mention ones then. I'm going to have to go with Underdog.
Oh, he hates underdog.
He uses performance. Yeah, I gotta say, drugs. Yeah.
He has to take a pill. Yep.
I'm just gonna throw this one in here because I know I'm the only one to watch the TV show because it got canceled after one season.
Point Pleasant.
No. That would be the theme to Terrier's Gunfight Epiphany.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to sing it.
Also had Donald Logan.
That's the tie-in. That's the reason why I was watching that. All right. So
Donald Logan's been in like a lot of TV shows.
He's good. I like him a lot.
He was on Sons of Anarchy. He was
in Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, he was a really good character on Sons of Anarchy.
I just started watching
season.
That. I
heard that. How you liking it?
Nah. I'm like, this is slow. I hear the new seasons are a lot better.
My God.
But
like
I'm like,
the
I gotta.
Most violent thing ever. Yeah. It was the most violent revenge. Like, it was one of those things where you're like, yes! Like, it was. Like, they killed this guy in such a way that you were like, oh, I feel so much better now.
Oh. It may be worth it then.
Yeah,
it may be worth going through 79 episodes.
Only got 3 more episodes left. But now a lie has come out. People know the truth. Now I gotta see what's gonna happen.
Somebody's come out.
No, a lie.
Oh, a lie.
That would be a different type of motorcycle.
Yeah.
Lie. Down at the Blue Oyster?
Hey, you just see it at work, man. Guys are like the biggest thugs.
Yep. All right, do you want to go into what I'm calling the bonus round, or you want to just go into our winners and losers?
Bonus round.
What's a bonus round?
Yeah,
what's this round? I'm calling this now. It's when I throw out my crazy, stupid questions for you guys. And
I have a crazy, stupid question I was thinking about this morning. All right,
let's start off with yours.
And I'm not going to tell you how I came up with this question, because it's really weird, and my mind works really in a really weird way, but how do Smurfs pee? They're like eunuchs. Like, if you ever seen them, they have, like, you look at the little white underwear things they wear. There's no nothing. Like, how do they pee?
Someone with too much time.
Well, I have a theory.
Okay, what's your theory? Because I'm really trying to figure this out. Like, do they squat like girls? Like, what do they do?
It's Smurftastic.
It's Smurftastic.
I'm just going to stop.
I don't know. These are the things I think about.
That's awful. All right. Well,
nobody has an answer for me.
Nah,
it just has to be a mystery. If any readers or listeners have an answer for a theory on how to Smurfs pee, please let us know.
Actually, no. I really don't want those theories to come in.
Lauren, how to Smurfs pee?
Oh, boy. All right. So, all right. How about this? A friend's ex, off limits or fair game?
How close is the friend?
No, in general, like
off limits.
If you were going to give advice to somebody, like back in the day or whatever,
it would depend on the nature and longevity of the relationship, and how good of friends you are with that friend.
Yeah, if it's like somebody I grew up with, then a friend's ex is off limits. No matter. But if it was somebody like I just went to high school with for 2 years or something, 3 years. They were in my home room. I didn't even know them.
I was going to say, you count that as a friend?
That's not a friend.
Damn, Joe. You really need to go through your Facebook friend list again.
Yeah, I know. What I mean is, like, if your friend went out with this person for, like, a month, then it wasn't serious, and, you know, they just didn't get along, and they broke up, and it was amicable, and there was no issues, and they both have moved on, then fine. If it was a major breakup and there was bad feelings and all sorts of stuff, then you're just asking yourself for drama.
Nah, see, if it was me, even if they weren't, you know, they only were out together for like a month or whatever. If he hooked up with her, then I'd be like, nope, she's off limits. I can't, because I can't be out with her and then my friend be like, I banged your wife.
Let me throw this scenario out real quick to follow up on this one, Joe. Yeah. What if you didn't know you got married and then you found out? And your buddy's like, I banged your wife.
If he was my friend, I would know that he was seeing her. Mm.
Maybe he was just a drunk hookup one night. Neither one of them ever talked about it.
Or maybe he, you know, left town for a while.
See, this is how lesbian relationships are different than straight relationships, because there's only so many of us in any given geographical area that we tend to all date each other at some point. like, my best friend is currently dating someone that her ex, it was her ex's first girlfriend ever.
So it's almost like kind of like in...
It's like a circle, okay. And you, like, trade off. You, like, hook up with all these different people. Like, I define my wife by going completely out of my circle. No. Myself, we literally only knew one person in common at the time when we met each other. And that person that we knew in common was someone I had been on a date with. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, if you want to date... Like, I literally could date someone in a different state and we'd still know somebody.
Yeah.
Still know somebody. And be like, oh, yeah, I hooked up with her in college. And they'd be like, damn. It's horrible.
All right. I don't know about this one here, because this is the one I texted Joe, this article. Was it last week? The man that woke up was sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
A man was woke up to find a woman was straddling him and basically performing oral sex on him.
Oh, I heard about this.
My question is, if that happens to you, how would you handle it?
I'd be freaked out at first, and then I'd be like, why not? Good.
Is it rude to stop? Yeah. Like,
it depends. I'd be like...
So she, like, broke into his house,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she knew the guy. It was her husband's friend. She broke in.
Oh, man, no.
Oh, as the details come out, I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
No, I know this person.
Yeah.
Apparently, though, he, this is how, I guess, his, the statement was to the police. He said he felt the offender place his penis in her mouth, and then he asked her to stop. She refused, and that's when he called 911.
What kind of awkward call is that?
Yeah.
I got this. I told her to. And the, right. You better hope that.
Send the police in about 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Oh my. I guess Joe is the man.
Well, it depends on how good of a job she's doing, too.
Okay.
This is definitely not a PG episode.
Okay. I got two more if you want me to go with two more.
Go for it.
First off, is there anything better than finding money in the laundry?
When it's not your money, yeah.
I always get all happy when I find money in the laundry. Yeah, like, Hell yeah. I'm rich now. Be like $5, $1. Yeah. I find a dollar.
You're like, yes.
Yeah, that's me. And then lastly for you two, Justin Timberlake brought sexy back. Meghan Trainor brought booty back. What are you bringing back?
Sarcasm.
I was hoping for something good.
I don't know, but really with me, sarcasm's never been gone.
It's never been
gone. Sarcasm is no when clue. You're being mean, but people are too stupid to realize that you're being mean to them. That's why it's so hilarious.
Nothing for Joe. All right. You want to go with our winners and losers of the week, and then we can end this?
Sure.
All
right. This car crash of an episode. All right. Who you got for losers? Losers first.
I'm going with Calvin Klein, who has decided that a size 10 is a plus size.
Oh, my God. Did you see that model? She's freaking hot, too. I'm like, oh, and she is not even close.
Is she not fat at all.
Let's see the picture. Show me a picture.
No, I'll have to find it.
How did I not see this?
I was like, that is plus size?
It's right here. This is the woman.
She's like between an 8 and a 10 or something.
Sparked by the new Calvin Klein ad campaign, it features a size 10 model, not the size you usually see on the runway. That's sparking all kinds of questions and conversation. ABC's Lindsay Davis has the story.
Shouts goes out to my man, Kevin.
Is that Marky Mark?
Black and white and known for turning people red all over. Calvin Klein's racy ads have always created
buzz. Oh, that's not the one
that's talking about.
That she is.
This she is. Underwear ad is under scrutiny for a very different reason.
What you would think of as a plus size model?
Is right in the thick of it. For fashion industry
right size model.
Yeah, I think that's right. And she could still use a little bit more on her.
Anyway, someone that keeps making fat jokes, Joe doesn't think that this woman who is a size 10 is plus size.
She's not plus size.
Not plus size. Size 10, look, at the average woman in America, I think, is like a size 14 at this point, okay? Yeah. Which is still not plus size. What the hell? 10 is not a plus size.
10 is not plus size.
Bringing booty back.
That one right there, she's all right. She could eat one more cheeseburger, and I'd be like, all right, she's nice.
But, whoa, one more cheeseburger? She needs a little more weight on her?
Yeah, a little more weight on her.
Calvin Klein, right. You're my loser this week.
Yeah, that's bad.
I didn't even hear a joke.
I don't see how that is considered plus size.
They say because models are usually like between size zero to six. Size 0 to 6. So anything bigger than that is considered plus size in the modeling world.
That's stupid.
Which you can't even ever wear those clothes anyway. Yeah. It's the stupidest clothes they come up with.
You know, with the 8-inch high heels or whatever that they wear walking down the...
Yeah, I don't know how they walk in those things. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
They wear flat.
All right, I'm going to go with the Hartford firefighter that was placed on leave.
For
DUI. He hit somebody in the back, and then he fled the scene. So, I guess he has a CDL, too. He was driving at a... He blew a .236 after they caught him. And it's almost 3 times the legal limit if you don't have a CDL. It's about 5 times with a CDL. And then they were like, yeah, he tried to leave the scene, but we caught him anyway. But if we didn't catch him, I guess he hit the car so hard that his license plate fell off of his own truck. So they're like, so we were going to catch him anyway. So he's on leave. This is like his 3rd time in 2 months just or leave? Something. Yeah, he just kept going.
Did he get fired?
Oh, he's on leave right now.
Yeah.
Because it just happened like 2 days ago.
Is he's on paid leave or?
It doesn't say.
I'm sure it's paid. Yeah, but he's got to go through the union before they can fire him.
But this is 3rd infraction within 3 months or something. So he's going to lose his license.
Yeah.
And they didn't say if he was one of the ones that drives the fire trucks or not. But if he has a CDL, I'm assuming.
No, what happened to the person that was hit?
They were injured, but nobody died or anything. But they had like 3 people calling in, like, oh my God, he's leaving the scene. Oh.
That's just stupid. Yeah.
And you're
Hartford Fire. If you're going to do that, you got to take care of the witnesses. My loser is Mr. I'm going to mispronounce his last name, but it's Mr. Paul Felick, who found himself trapped in a Longmont, Colorado Marshall store for 3 days.
Oh, I saw
Apparently, he was on the roof for some reason and fell through a vent and got stuck.
For some reason?
For some reason, he got stuck between the walls. He was up there on a weekend. Just to note, he has been previously charged with trespass of a dwelling and theft of between $500 and $1,000. So, I don't know if that's karma coming to work or what. So he's my loser of the week.
Nope.
Does anyone have any winners this week?
I don't know. Everybody seems to think this landing on the comment's a big thing. I don't understand. I don't understand why we want to land on the comment to begin with, but I guess NASA wins.
Yeah, just go ahead and grab a rock and study it.
Yes.
It's to prove light it on fire, you know.
It's to prove you can do it.
Yeah, I think that's all it is.
You know what I would like them to prove? That we can feed people that are hungry. Instead of spending all that damn money to go land on a comet, why don't we feed the people that are hungry?
But then we wouldn't land on a comet.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Well, whatever. All right. You have a real winner?
I have a real winner. I have 2 winners. I'm going to go all with right. my last week's winner because right. I didn't get to do last week.
Who was last week?
Zach Hintz of St. Mary Springs High School.
Okay.
Kicked a 61-yard field goal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In Wisconsin.
It's cold there.
I did see that.
Yeah. And this week's winner is Sergeant Joey Johnson, a 27 paraplegic veteran, who was able to surprise his new bride, by dancing at their wedding with the help of a special harness and a hoist built by his buddies.
Yeah,
nice.
That was cool.
Nice.
So I guess that would make him the big winner for being able to do that and his buddies for helping. So,
yeah.
So that's, see something positive. We get a little negative and a little nasty, but, you know, we bring it back.
Well, I'd have to go with your boy. Champ Bailey. He's going to come back to Denver for one day contract and retire a Bronco, you know.
Fine. There's a little bitterness there because...
How's that Clinton Portis trade working out for you?
Bite me, Joe. You know what? I have a Champ Bailey Redskin jersey. Just so you know. I'm going to wipe my ass with it right now. All right. I guess that's it for our show. Are we guys be back next week?
I don't know your schedule. I got to find out what time the game is. They're supposed to announce it today.
All
right. I'm available next week.
All right. We'll just make fun of Joe.
And I'll either be in a really good mood or a really bad mood.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what's going on? Any reasons why? Yeah,
what's going on Friday?
Because Garth Brooks tickets go on sale Friday, the 21st.
Garth Brooks?
Yes.
That's not even country.
He's an icon.
You like the pop country, huh? You probably like Taylor Swift, too.
I do like Taylor Swift. Yeah. Thank you very much. I like your new album. I downloaded it.
Isn't it? It's more on the pop side than anything, right?
It's a pop album. Yeah. It was released on the pop chart.
She was in New Haven the other day.
She surprised his family. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Oh, it was just one family she was surprised?
She went to this one, her fan that she had spoken with like 4 years ago.
Yep.
And she brought her and her son some gifts. And then she went down to the Starbucks and took some pictures with some fans down there.
Oh, see, they didn't even say that. They only just said she was in the coffee.
I read the whole
thing.
Story, Joe. Yeah. You know, I researched these things. So I know what I'm talking about.
All I read was Taylor Swift. I'm like, fuck her.
I like Taylor Swift. But anyway, my first country love was Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
My friend and I, and we were in college, they had the concert in Central Park, and we videotaped it on our VCR and literally watched it every single day for 2 years.
So you broadcast that without the permission.
Absolutely. I now own it on DVD, so I can watch it whenever I want to. But yes. So I'll be trying to get Garth Brooks tickets. He has 3 nights that he's coming to Boston.
Three nights?
3 nights in a row. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He sold out 11 shows in Minneapolis.
Wow.
11 shows in a row.
What's he doing? Buying his own tickets?
No. You know what the good thing he does? All the tickets, no matter where they are $57.
Oh, really?
All the tickets are $57.
Oh, so you're probably trying to jump on that right away.
And you have to show your credit card when you go. Like, they're paperless tickets. Oh, you have to show your credit card so you can't scalp them.
Yeah. Wow.
So, I know you all
do. Didn't Kid Rock do something like that where he's like, my prices will never be above a certain dollar? I'm like,
fuck he Kid also Rock. Hates Kid Rock.
Man. Who do you like? Megan Trainor?
Not many people. Let's just put that
out. All right, so who is your... If you had... Like, this is on my bucket list of things to do in life is go see Garth Brooks in concert.
Oh, so you've never seen him?
No, I've never seen him in concert. Oh, wow. This is my big thing. Like, of the number one person ever that I want to see in concert, this is him.
Yep.
So who is the person that you've never seen in concert that you would, like, really get excited for to go see?
Right now, well, it's too late now. I would have liked to have seen Michael Jackson, but
that's true. I never saw him either.
Because he's passed away, I won't say anything.
I'm
not a concert person, so I wouldn't want to go see anybody in concert.
Really?
Oh, I hate concerts.
I'm actually going to see your boy on December 13th.
Who's my boy?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, fuck him.
Oh, I love him. I've seen him in concert. I saw him in Boston.
Yep.
I got these awesome seats, these box seats for my birthday one year, and Pink opened for him. I came out on a motorcycle and a leather jacket. I was like, oh, I love her. And then Justin Timberlake came on. It was awesome.
Well, let me ask you this. Who wins in a fight, Pink or Justin Timberlake?
Pink. That's no question. Have you seen her thighs? She just squeezed him to death.
She's in really great shape. Mm-hmm.
What a way to go.
It would be. That would be my ideal way to go. If I got to pick my way, that would be it. Her real hair color, I think, is dark, like dark brown.
She's not a ginger?
No.
No, she's definitely not a ginger.
Okay, I can't
tell. Seen the picture. She's not a ginger.
Okay.
That's why I believe
you're
her
saying the carpets don't match the dreams. Okay. And that's going to lead into the show. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. All
right. Is that it?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, I'm going to assume that's it.
All right.
Joe Jones.